Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Schilling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Oscar Grimes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball four. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Tresh and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Allen. Owen moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen scores. Walker moves to third. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grimes moves to third. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grimes scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Rigney for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bijma hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weatherly moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock is hit by the pitch. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic bunts for an out with unknown description. Rosenthal moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bijma takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosenthal takes first base on ball four. Owen scores. Appling moves to third. Bijma moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling catches it and throws to second with Grimes covering, to double up Bijma. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney bunts for an out with unknown description. Tresh moves to second. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale pinch hits for Jim Schilling. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. Odell Hale now playing second base. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma misplays the ball. That's an error on Bijma. Earl Averill pinch hits for Frankie Pitlock. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Radcliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell is walked intentionally. Clint Brown now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 4 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.